Dearly beloved in Christ, for today's sermon, I wanted to speak about a great saint whose feast we recently celebrated, a prolific writer and a doctor of the church, St. Alphonsus Liguori. No doubt we've all heard something about him, and perhaps we've even read one of his books, The Glories of Mary, Victories of the Martyrs, Uniformity with God's Will, Preparation for Death, just to name a few. And I'd also like to cover a section of the last book that I mentioned, Preparation for Death, which is a fantastic book that everyone ought to read at least once. But other than reading what the saints wrote, it's always beneficial to look to the actual life of the saint for lessons and inspiration. Certainly many lessons and much inspiration can be gleaned from the life of St. Alphonsus. His inexhaustible labors themselves may serve as great inspiration for us. One author says, from his ordination until his extreme old age, the saint never ceased to preach, to hear confessions, to give retreats and missions. Besides all this, he governed a diocese and both founded and guided an entire congregation of religious for 42 years. This alone is enough to fill up the life of any man. But St. Alphonsus had made a vow never to waste time. And, incredible as it seems, he also found time to write, besides a great number of small treatises, more than 52 books, some of which, such as his Moral Theology and the Glories of Mary, are so filled with quotations that it is evident that he had read the works of all who had written before him about morals and Our Lady. In laboring thus, the saint, though feeble in health, lived 90 years. It's truly incredible how much one man achieved. But we know, of course, that his sanctity played a large role in being able to physically and mentally do what he did. And this implies a deeply spiritual and disciplined man who never, never turned down an inspiration from God. Have we always been so zealous? So willing to embrace the call of God to whatever vocation or hardship he has called us to? The life of St. Alphonsus was one long, uninterrupted act of zeal. The author quoted says, he exercised zeal in almost every town and village in the kingdom of Naples, and it was always rewarded with extraordinary conversions, often by striking miracles, of which more than 100 were cited during the process of his canonization. Sometimes he was seen to be raised from the ground while he celebrated or preached. At times he would interrupt his sermon and ask those listening to pray for some great person who was dying in a distant spot. Sometimes he pointed out to those who consulted him what they had hidden in the depths of their hearts. Often with the sign of the cross, he cured those dangerously ill, and sometimes, even, he was present at the same time in two places, by location, as it is called. In one famous story, he was present at the death of Pope Clement XIV while never having left Naples. The story goes that when he was 78 years old, he one morning sat down in an armchair and fell into a tranquil slumber. He remained there motionless all day and all night, and when he finally woke up about 8 o'clock in the morning, he immediately began ringing a bell. His attendants gathered around him in shock with tears in their eyes. When he asked what was wrong, they replied that he had neither spoken nor eaten for 2 days. "That is true," he said, "but do you not know that I have been with the Pope who has just died?" News soon reached the town that Clement XIV had passed to a better world at 8 o'clock on the very morning and in the very same hour in which St. Alphonsus had woke up and made the announcement of the Pope's passing. But St. Alphonsus, despite what we might be inclined to think, was not looked upon with favor, love, and admiration by all. In fact, he had very much to suffer at the hands of others. Besides dissensions, disappointments, persecutions. He suffered from illness and dealt with great physical pain. For the last 7 years of his life, he was unable to say Mass due to constant sickness. St. Alphonsus gained great favors from God to be able to touch so many hardened sinners by his counsel and preaching and to accomplish so much good. But we too are able to accomplish much good in our lives if only we were as zealous as this saint. It may be that we end up doing much good in very different ways and surely under different circumstances, but his life stands as a testament to all mankind, especially religious, that if we sanctify ourselves and put the glory of God first in everything that we do with energy and a pure intention, so much good can be done. And this world surely would be a much different place if we had today but a handful of saints like Saint Alphonsus. It's also important not to think of the saints as these far distant figures that we couldn't possibly hope to become. Saint Alphonsus no doubt grew up reading about the lives of the saints, saintly men and women who came before him, and he was inspired by their lives too. Relatively speaking, he ate the same food, drank the same drink as his peers. He was a human, he was a son of Adam and Eve, and yet his zeal, sanctity, and perseverance landed him as one of the greatest saints in the history of mankind. But as I had mentioned earlier, I wanted to quote a bit from one book in particular that he wrote entitled Preparation for Death. The particular section is called Perseverance. And as we have seen, there is no better authority on the topic of perseverance than St. Alphonsus. As a quick note, I'm quoting from an abridged version. The title chapter begins with a quote from Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. He that shall persevere to the end, he shall be saved. He writes, St. Jerome says that many begin well, but few are those that persevere. Saul, Judas, Tertullian began well, but they ended badly because they did not persevere in virtue. In Christians, it is not the beginning so much, but the end that is required. The Lord, continues the saint, does not require only the beginning of a good life, but the end also. It is the end that will obtain the reward. Saint Bonaventure says that the crown is given to perseverance alone. Only perseverance is crowned. For this reason, St. Lawrence Justinian calls perseverance the gate of heaven. He then who does not find the gate cannot enter paradise. My brother, you have now quitted sin and justly hope that you have been pardoned. You are then the friend of God, but know that you are not yet saved. And when will you be saved? When you have persevered to the end. He that shall persevere to the end, he shall be saved. It is not enough to run for the prize, but we must run until we have obtained it. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, by the grace of God, you avoid the occasions of sin, you frequent the sacraments, you make your meditation every day. Happy are you if you continue to do so, and if Jesus, when he shall come to judge you, shall find you so doing. Blessed is that servant whom, when his Lord shall come, he shall find so doing. Do not believe that now, because you have set yourself to serve God, temptations are at an end or will be wanting. Listen to what the Holy Ghost says to you. Son, when thou comest to the service of God, prepare thy soul for temptation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 1. And last but not least, by any means, we arrive at his devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He had a deep and tender love for Mary, as shown by his sermons and writings. His book, The Glories of Mary, even to this day, continues to boost the devotion of the faithful for the Mother of God. It is even said that one day when he was giving a sermon in front of an enormous crowd, he invoked Mary, and suddenly he was lifted some feet above the pulpit and was shining with a heavenly light, which was beaming from an image of the Blessed Virgin. We might well believe that his sanctity was due in no small part to his great love for Mary. Let us too have a deep and filial devotion to that most blessed mother and strive to spread devotion to her. We can rest assured that if we do, we will be greatly rewarded in this life and in the next. Let us increase our zeal for the glory of God in all that we do, shielded and armed with a tender devotion for so good a mother as the Virgin Mary. And we too will accomplish great things in our life and persevere to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.